We are at the Home Expo in Duluth, Georgia, at the Gas South Convention Center, and I'm in the Go Dogs Roof exhibit. And joining me now is Ken from Go Dogs Roof, but also Tony from a company called Climate Heroes. Tony, thanks for stopping by our exhibit here.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Tell us all about Climate Heroes and what your company does.
So Climate Heroes Air Conditioning, we're located in Suwanee, Georgia. We serve all of Atlanta Metro, and we do residential heating and air.
You are growing rapidly.
Yeah.
What was the incentive to start your own company? That's a big leap of faith. That, you know, a lot of work, of course. So tell us what had you start your own company.
Yeah. So we've been in business somewhere around 3 years now, working on four. You know, I've been in heating and air for a long time, and I've just seen this industry change a lot. So the goal with this business was just to get back to basics in heating and air and what I'd learned in the beginning of my career and focus around great customer service, fair pricing, taking care of our customers and our employees. And that's something I'm passionate about. And we've built a company here that everyone in the company is passionate about, taking care of the customer, taking care of their team members. So, you know, it's been great so far. And we're growing. I think we're the fastest growing heating and air company in Georgia. And it's mainly just because we're taking care of people, man. So that was the inspiration behind it all.
That was going to be my next question. You talked about the fast growth, and you're saying that just taking care of people is the reason for that growth.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some other fact. You know, you got to do the marketing and all that fun stuff. But, I mean, our customer service is top of the line. So I always tell everyone that comes on board with us is our most important customers are our internal customers, so our employees. And if they're happy, then we know our external customers, the homeowners, are going to be happy as well. So we have an amazing company culture. Everyone in the company takes care of the customers and their team members, like I said. Yeah, so that's been pretty much kind of the inspiration behind everything. And it shows as well because our reviews, we have a perfect 5-star rating on Google.
Wow.
We have like almost 1,000 reviews, and it's perfect 5.0 stars.
Congratulations.
And we really pride ourselves on that.
Tony, you know, one thing that I heard over and over and over again is just culture and taking care of the customer. And what's really interesting about home services is that technology has been a big growth for our industry, right?
Yeah.
Especially over the last 10 or 15 years. But with Greg Technology, you cannot forget the customer service, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen that over and over and over again where a company has a great tech stack, they've got a bunch of developers, they really built out a solid tech program. But at the end of the day, it's still old school, taking care of the customer.
That's right.
Being answering the phone, service related. And I know at Go Dogs Roof, we use a lot of technology that a lot of people don't use. We invest that back into ourselves to offer a great platform.
That's
but
right.
You've got to still have the old school, answer the phone, fix the problem. One thing that I see over again in our industry is that homeowners will come to me and say, hey, Ken, what makes a great contractor, right?
Yep.
We're also public adjusters, so we deal with a lot of homeowners. And in that space, I always like, well, Mr. Customer, what do you think makes a great contractor? And
yeah.
They're like, I don't really know. I said, is it because your friend knows them? Is it because they have a 5-star Google review? Like, what is it? Tell me what,
yep.
You know, help me understand what you're looking for. And then they stump their toe. And they're like, I'm not really sure. Nobody's really asked me before. I said, well, let me tell you what a great customer service contractor is. It's one that you can get on the phone.
Yep.
It's one that you can get responses to.
That's right.
It's one that you can bring a problem to them, right? And they have an answer for it, and they do it timely. And that's one thing that we see is that the average contractor in our space goes out of business every 3 to 5 years, right? And it's usually for mismanagement of cash flow, right?
That's right.
In that world, the companies that are doing it right with the good culture, answering their phones, are going to be here for a long, long time.
Yep.
And I know that we use, you know, subcontractors in our business. You probably don't because of the licensing and stuff. But one thing about that is if you've got 3 or 4 trades on a build, that means you've got 3 or 4 chances to make a mistake, right?
Yeah.
And I tell the homeowners going in, I was like, look, we're going to take 1 million nails out of your roof. We're going to do everything we can to pick them all up, keep them out of the driveway, make sure you don't get a flat tire. But if we miss one, we're going to come fix it.
Exactly.
And that's the key, right? Because you're always going to have a chance to make a mistake or a sub to make a mistake or leave trash on the property or whatever it is. But it's how responsive to those problems are you.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
In relation to what Ken's talking about, you kind of joked before we came on to this interview that you're growing so fast that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ken's talking about taking care of the little details and taking care of that customer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you grow too fast, that could be a problem.
Yeah, that's something we talk about almost every day now. is making sure we keep our quality of work and our quality of customer service where it was when we first started, even though we're growing now. I agree with everything you said, Ken. I think that's the real difference between family-owned, locally operated companies is like when you call somebody on the phone with us and maybe even with you, they can speak to our service manager, our install manager. They can speak to leadership. They can speak to the technician that was out at their house. They can speak to the owner. I still go out to houses every single week just to see customers, just to check on their systems and make them comfortable with us, show them that, hey, look, we care about you. We're here. And that's led to a lot of referrals, different things like that. But I think that's like the special magic touch that a locally owned company has that's been a little bit lost in our industry in the last maybe 5-10 years.
Sure.
And that's the difference. Yeah, I agree with everything you said.
Yeah, I call it waterfall culture, right? If it starts with the CEO, it starts with the founder. Yeah. And then if it waterfalls through every line of your business, whether it's customer service or sales or production or whatever it is, right? Then all the way through your company, it's systemic. And when you hire a new guy, he comes into the culture or he leaves because that's what the culture expects, right?
Exactly.
Well, that waterfall covers him up when he comes into the company.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I like the analogy.
Yeah.
You told me you guys are based in Suwannee, but where is your service area?
So we have two locations. Our main location is in Suwannee. Our second location is in Alpharetta, and we're currently working on a third location in Marietta. But we serve all of Metro Atlanta. So the way it works over here is our technicians, our installers, they take their vans home and they dispatch directly from their house. So we got people living on west side, south side, north side, east side, and they go directly from their home to the customer. So that means we're able to get to them really quick in the mornings, and then we're able to serve all of Metro Atlanta.
And I'm assuming, much like GoDog's Roof, a lot of your new business is referrals?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the number one source of new business that we get is referrals, either in HOAs, neighbors, family members. And we have a maintenance membership that's like the most affordable membership in town. A special benefit we have in there is if you're a maintenance member with us, what we call a VIP member, you get one friend or family that gets all the benefits of our membership, the priority service, the 15% discount on any repairs, same day in the middle of the summer, hottest day of the year. We'll be there on the same day for our members if their system goes down, but they also get a family or friend or a neighbor who can take advantage of that same priority service. So let's say you're a member, Ken, and you have a son or daughter who has a house or a neighbor, and they can't get anybody out. They got to wait 2 or 3 days because it's 95 outside. Everyone's booked up. You're a member with us. You call us. You say, hey, can you take care of my friend? We'll be out there same day. So that's one of the special benefits that I'm pretty sure we're the only one in town that offers that. So
I love that concept. Yeah. I love it. That's so cool.
As far as the HVAC, so you're telling me even if you did not install it in my house, you could still be the one to maintain it for me?
Absolutely.
What's the website for Climate Heroes?
So it's going to be callclimateheroes.com. Call as in phone call, climateheroes.com.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, listen, if you're looking for roof rejuvenation or roof replacement, you can just come see us at godogsroofroof.com.